Ian Gardner is spearheading a campaign to bring the Citizens on Patrol program to the town of Peace River, and he joins us on the line today. Ian, thank you very much for joining us. What brought the idea on, if I may ask, of bringing the Citizens on Patrol program possibly to Peace River?
Okay, nothing very whizzy at all. There used to be Citizens on Patrol in Peace River, and Councillor Brad Carr and I were having a discussion one day and thought maybe it might be a good idea if we could bring it back. And so we decided that we would see what we could do. And here we are.
I know there have been a lot of issues, especially in the downtown core. Was that the main reason as to why you brought it back or why you're bringing it back?
Well, I don't know. You know, that we've been working on this for about 4 or 5 months. So it's, you know, we were these recent issues, you know, certainly just confirmed that we should be here. You know, we just felt that it was a necessary thing, and other communities, specifically Edson, has a very good program and does a very good job of it. And we thought that, you know, we're about the same size as them, and maybe we should be able to do it here too. So
you've been in meetings recently with representatives from the town of Peace River and with the RCMP. How did that go, and what were some of the feedback brought by them?
Everything's been very positive. You know, we were very fortunate that the representative from the RCMP that we're working with used to be in Edson and was involved with the Citizens on Patrol program there. So that made life a lot better for us. And so we've been working with him and working with the town and things. And you know, the Alberta COP Association, which is kind of the umbrella for this program, which is where we have to get our insurance and things from. So, you know, it's been a fairly slow process, but certainly we've just about got it together here now. So
I was going to ask you here, Ian, what are the next steps from this point to bring the Citizens on Patrol into fruition again?
Again, we're very, very close. We're just waiting for the for our society approval. The name has been approved and things. We just have to get the final approval, and then the Alberta COPA will approve us. We have a couple of other little kind of housekeeping things we have to do, and there will be some courses involved that we have to take. You know, that just so that we're doing this in the right way, not running around acting like fools. And so anyway, it'll come together quickly now. It's just kind of in the final stages.
Are you looking for people to join up with you?
Always looking for people. We've actually got a good core group, but you know, people come and go, and you know, some will find out that it's not maybe for them and stuff. So we're always looking. We have a core group of about, I think we're about 18 right now. And certainly if anybody's interested, they can get a hold of me, and I'd be more than happy to point them in the right direction and get them up and going.
I appreciate this. Ian Gardner is spearheading a campaign to bring back the Citizens on Patrol program in Peace River. Ian, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me on.